Okay, so what I'd like to do is to go further than Ramban. In a minute, Hashem, I'll get back to this business about Netilas Luluf, okay? And I just saw the deal with Ramban, the device and the whole thing was absolutely amazing, okay? I have ideas how to do it, but we have to do more than Ramban in order to get there. And we're just not there yet, okay? But I just thought, you know, for Sukkot in general, it was an amazing thing just to think about, okay? And you know, what I wanted to show you, if I didn't show you the word, the Deraisa, you just probably, you know, we taught to read over problem words. When I focused on it, you said, what the heck is he talking about? Okay? And then when I said what I say, he said, oh, that's what we say. But what does it all mean? And then Hashem will come to it, okay? That is, but at least, you know, it's very clear that's the word said, okay? Okay, sometimes you're not sure what he says, but this is pretty clear. Okay, now, then he does something. He says, oh, ye a pirushoi, did I do this already? Oh, ye a pirushoi, tiknuhu, sheyichdu lohem hashir hazeh lefrokim utzores.
You said
it's
from the previous
room. The Ramban in previous. Oh, then I did this whole thing. I did this whole thing. We'll go on. I did this. Okay. Now, okay. Let's do this then. Then he says. Let's continue. Okay, if that's the case. Avo hisalaunu. Okay, let's go. Avo hisalaunu ala halil. Mipnei she'emar mufuish bahalil shel shchita sapesach ba'achilosoi v'halil shel tilz ruov deraisa v'rishon. The Pesach, whatever. So we spoke about the problems of this. Okay, I just want to point out this lechera is, you know, the question is, you see, because he forced im kein lo mispala ahalosh in stava moishe v'sina shirim yisrael b'moadeim shiru lokel shosim mitzrayim v'kol lehem esayam v'ivdilu la'avodas ha'ubo David. B'tikin lehem es ha'halil, hazeh kadeh sheyishiru bo. Okay? So, we're going to have to try to deal at some time, and that's going to be a problem, you know, what is the relationship? Is the halil mo'adim? Is the halil of shechitas ha'pesach v'achilosai? You know, what exactly is happening over here? Okay? Because before he's presenting his mo'adim, Okay. But you notice there's a little difference in the way he says it, okay? Because here he says, Habus his Alaunu Alahalil, Bnei She'elon Bufurish, Bahalash Pesach, Chilosa, Halash Zizalulu, the Raisa, Rishna Pesach, Bechol Elo, Elon Uriyashu with the brain, okay? In other words, for some reason, when he's talking about these, the posture that you should come with, without knowing anything, it's deraisa unless proven otherwise. Okay? Correct? That's what the words are saying, correct? Right? But when he talked before about the mo'adim, it's a whole different language. Because what does he say? In King Lomi Yispalil al Yispale Alahal, he's asking the Ram, what are you so amazed about? Should it stop there? That there's such a possibility. He's not saying it's true, okay? He's not saying we're assuming that it's a deraisa unless you prove it to the Rabbonim. He just says, why should you take as a postulate and you know that what? That it's not a tzivui, you know, where are you coming from? Okay? But he's not assuming it's a deraisa. He's just asking the Rambam, he's spelling, correct? Shinitzkava the Moshe Besiru Shirim Yisrael Mordeim Shiro Lekeil Shotziyam in Mitzrayim V'kol Lehem Es Ayom V'ivdil Lavoidosoy U'bo David V'tikin Lehem Es Ahalel L'azeh K'nish Yishiruba. Okay? Correct? So, you know, there are different approaches, and also the different things. He's talking about Mo'adim, okay? And here, when he talks about Sukkot, he's talking about the Hallel to his Lord. And he doesn't have mention at all the Hallel of Shemini Atzeres and Chastayah. Okay. 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 Next. So we'll come back to this, Mr. Shem, okay? This needs an interpretation, and in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to deal with it, okay? But, you know, see, the strange part of it is, okay? The strange part of all this. The strange part is there any place that we know that the Hallel of Pesach and the first day of Pesach, from where Achil is a Pesach, let's see where Achil is a Pesach is. We don't know anything about the Hallel of the first day of Pesach. Is there any reason to assume one way or the other about it? Okay. You know, so why does it come to pass that it's the Reis unless proven otherwise? Okay. Or, when you talk about Hallel of Shavuos, you know, what's the Pashut? Why is he assuming? Okay? Because all the other times when, you know, the Chazal say, V'chiev Shisrael, Oichon Shechne Pischeim, Noten Levein, Oichon Shire. Okay, so I can imagine that you get the impression it's the Reis unless proven otherwise. Okay? But is there anything more about Pesach and Shavuos than it is about Sukkot? There's nothing, correct? Is there? Is there any mashmos in the Gemara or any place in the Safus HaMaseira, you know, what you ever have, whatever we have, that there should be a difference between these two cases?
What do you mean Sukkot? You mean Yom Tov Sukkot?
Yom Tov Sukkot.
You're saying that the Ram, you're Madag, the Ram is saying that these
Ramban.
Are... Ramban. Ramban is saying these are Dereis and not Sukkot? He's saying not Sukkot?
Because he doesn't mention Sukkot. He only mentions the Tilis Ruach. Okay? Okay? Let me ask you something, okay? You know, at this point, okay, someone who doesn't have a Ruach, okay? Someone who doesn't have a Ruach who comes to Sukkot. What would you say about the Ramban here? It's also very clear they're getting involved in this, but there certainly is a relationship between the Ruach and Hallel, according to the Ramban. And we'll see about this even more so as we go on. And we'll see that there's a going that seems to say exactly this, but if you read it carefully with a few other goings, it's not clear all he's saying anything that we wanted to say. But that's you see the words, correct? Okay. Now, let me give you the next step. Correct? Okay. So, I could imagine something. Yeah. I could imagine something. I'm not sure if I should say it, but if. You see, the question is going back and looking at why the Ramban defines Hallel, okay? And defines Hallel of as Chotzer Mitzrayim, Kolmer Seyam, okay? And Hivdil Avodasai. So we said, that he tzim Mitzrayim kol haziyam el chol nisul Pesach. And we said that the Halil and he dilma avodos avishvus, correct? Okay. What about Sukkot? So he would have said a priori when he's talking Moadayim that the Halil of Moed isn't a do. It's not a Halil of Nes, okay? But it basically is on these Moadim, which is Zecher Mitzvah Mitzrayim. You know, we have to talk about Zecher Mitzvah Mitzrayim. The Ananya covered, you know, that there's no part of Halil which corresponds to them, okay? Correct? But maybe you can imagine the opposite, that there's a clear reason that this was this part of Halil that called us a yam, Hutzim Mitzrayim, for called us a yam, because these are basic parts that require that is what Halil is all about. Okay? And if that's true, and there's no mention of Ananya Kovod in Halil, maybe you can imagine that the Halil is not a Halil of Moadim, the way he's talking about it before, but the Halil is really a Halil about Nisim, okay? And you might differentiate between Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, right? I'm not saying anything. I'm just setting up a backdrop, and it might not even, I don't know, we might not even get to it this week, okay? But, you know, you just have to ask yourself, you know, is it a Halil of Nes? Is it not a Halil of Nes? What exactly is happening over here? Correct? Now, then he goes, then he says, Ukfa Omru, Pigmoa Tainis, Hal Zerish Chidish Lav Dereisa. Okay. Umashmoz there, the Biyomim Shayochid, Dream of a Mesahalil, who the Reiser. Okay.
It's just Rosh Chodesh, not in Israel.
Yeah. And. Okay. But he's not coming to say that, he's coming to say how Chanukah is the Reiser. Bechel is not doing that, I assume so. Even though Yochid is going over as a Halil. But Lechera, at this point, isn't he ready to say that maybe the Gemara says the Halil Shmini Atzeres is the Raisa? Okay? In other words, all I'm doing now, I'm not even doing anything, intuitively, you feel that he's not saying that Halil of Chanukah is the Reis, okay? But once he makes his diuk, can you explain why any day of Sukkot should be different, correct? Okay. So I just want to make one point over here. Going through this Ramban, I don't believe you're going to come to the conclusion that this is the Ramban's approach. Because I think at this point, he's not interested in any way espousing an approach. What he wants to do is point out there are many different mashmols in many different places, and it points to the option that there is a Halil d'Raisa. How this should express itself is not clear. Sometimes the sources would point that it expressed itself in multiple areas. Sometimes it might be Shechitas HaPesach and Nitzilas Luluf, but it might be in many different places, correct? So I don't know, it's not clear to me that it's proper at all to say, oh, stealing my body. There he says this, and here he says that. That's not the issue, okay? He's just looking at various sources, the Chachmei HaMaseicha, to point out that the Ish Roshim Bahari Kodesh to say that Hallel is the Raisa. Okay? I think that's fair, correct? I don't think you're ready to say, maybe you are ready to say, but I wouldn't be ready to say, the Hallel of Chanukah is the Raisa. Correct? Now, next. Now, just want to read something else. I just don't want to talk about this now, but Lav Daraisa, okay, could mean Minig, or Kamini is not a Daraisa, okay? In Rashi's frame of reference, every Hallel She'ein Goymim, Ayoch Goymim might be a Minig. But the Ramban is ready to say the Hallel the rest of the Pesach, Likut the Ramban, is Atachon of the Rabbonim. Okay? And even if you don't make Hallel out of a Broch on Hallel on Minig of Rosh Chodesh, you can imagine making a Broch on Hallel on Pesach, even though you're not going to miss a Hallel. Okay? But that really is not of importance to us. The Lav Daraisa, what it's a takona, what it's a minig, I can speak for a few minutes about this. Look, it's not the Indian of what we're interested in. Because the point in Ramban is that not Daraisa means other things are Daraisa. What the not Daraisa is irrelevant for us, correct? Okay. Then he continues. Well, Meseches Elchin, Dorshu boy, isn't that a little bit strange? Dorshu boy, Ashir Azer, Ashir Lachem, Kalelis Kadesh Chag, Laila Makudish Lachag, Ton Shiro, Shein Makudish Lachag, Eno Ton Shiro. What does he want from that phrase? Is the fact that they made a drosha over here important for us? The Gemara doesn't say it's a drosha. I'm going to talk about the Russian problem. Doshubo. Doshubo. Hashir Yelochem, Kleris Hadish Chag, Lila Makuish Lachag, Ton Shiro, Shayna Makuish Lachag, Eno Ton Shiro. The Alpha P, then he has apologetics. The Alpha P, Shizemi Divi Kabolahu. Okay, we have no clue what he's apologetic about. Okay, I'm just telling you, the words, one after the next, don't make no sense. V'yav pishu midivre kabola, avu yoyim ha'anovi, ki yoshiru lekel ha'moshir oisom, miyad sancherif, kashehem mishoyrim, bulel hiskadish chag. Vuhu leil achilas haPesach shohoyu mishoyrin b'kol godo kimo sheomru kizayis pischa v'alilo poke igra. So what does he want about which is in the Kabbalah? So I would have said that the Pasuk, okay, from a grammatical point of view, the Pasuk is telling you a tzivui from the Novi, or the Pasuk is telling you a story?
Sounds like he wants to say it's a story.
Okay. If it's a story, then you really have to be apologetic. You don't know how to get out of it. Because the problem is, when you learn the second Shurish of the Ramban says, anyone learning Tanakh has to look at the way Psukim are phrased in Nach. Okay? If the Pasuk is phrased as a story, then it's in the historical context, it's telling us a historical fact that there was a Takanah D'Rabbanan. Okay? He talks about Maisris, he talks about Shvus, he talks about many different things that he mentions over there in the second church, okay? However, he says if it's a tzivui, then you have a problem. Because you can't imagine that the tzivui l'deiris, that a novi should do such a thing. Because a novi does such a thing, it's a problem, elam it's shame novi, ashrei l'chadash boidova, correct? So how do you look at the tzivui, correct? So Ramban says, the only look at the Sibui is either to mechazik divrei Torah, or that it's a mesira. Moshe Rabbeinu lo yichesel muzim benayin, but that was the Kabbalah. Ishmi pi ish Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the way it is. It's a mesira about him. Interesting. The Ravid quotes this pasuk and says the Sibui mitivrei Kabbalah. The Rav in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, Divrei Ma'aser L'Kriyas Sahalo L'Oyim B'Divrei Sarik B'Chol Yom Shkoyim B'Sahalo, Om Avraham. V'yesh Bahem Asei M'Divrei Kabbalah, Hashi Yelochem K'Leil Hizkadosh Chag. Okay? Okay. But L'Chaira, we don't even know what the word, see? Now, back of the Ramban, we have no idea what Mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah means. It means that it's a seal from the north of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the best you can do is a Takabona the Rabbonon, which happened to be also formulated in Kisrei HaKodesh. It gives it a Chaymeh, which we don't understand why, but right to the Rabbonon, no? Correct? Now, let's go back again and try to analyze what the Gemara Eruvin is saying. L'cheira, what the Gemara, when he says Dorshu, there's something called Midas HaHekish, okay? There's a Dorshu. Hashir Hazel Lochem Kleil Hizkadesh Chag. Shira is Kleil Hizkadesh Chag. And what does it mean? That the Chiyuv Shira depends on Dushayon, correct? But what type of Dushayim? Because you look at the Gemara in Eilchin, the Gemara in Eilchin is trying to tell you something very special. Okay? The Gemara is talking about Rosh Chodesh. Okay? The Gemara, you see, the Gemara has this about Pesach Sheni, whether it's Tolan Halo Bachilosa, and Sadi Hei. But that's not Ramban's quoting. Nor the same Lashon, Laila Makush Lachag. But here, the issue is not Laila. Because in Rosh Chodesh, the issue b'chlal is not saying halal at laila. The issue is about the gushayim, which is necessary for saying halal. And Rosh Chodesh lacks that. The question, what does that mean? Laila makudish l'chag. Because Rosh Chodesh, be'etzim, has gushayim. Okay? Mekadosh... Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodesh, correct? That has to say it. So what it means is a kedusha yom of isum locha, and Rosh Chodesh is no isum locha. Okay, which is very interesting then, because if you play this out with the Gemara and Chila Korbanosav, which the Gemara has right before this, right? So it means Rosh Chodesh is not a Kedushah Levisa Melacha, and Chol HaMoed is. Correct? Because there's a Hallel, a Chila Korbanosav of every day of every day of Yom, every day of Sukkot, right? Okay. And you know, if you need that, because I think, you know, anyone asking on Pesach, if you forgot Hallel the first day Pesach, I think everyone would say that you say Hallel Shalom, and everyone would say that's the Hallel of Pesach. I don't know if you have to reach out to Sukkot, but anyway, I reached out to it, okay? So then it means, L'chaira, what the Gemara seems to be saying, is the Kedushah Yom of Chol HaMoed is Kedushah Yom of Isum Locha. There might be certain Heterim, but the Isum Locha Chol HaMoed, even though some Rishonim say it's the Drabonon, okay? So, you know, you have to ask yourself, what does the Gemara mean, Kalonis Kalish Chag, Bimachalad Mishu Vesh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed? Correct? This is an aside, this is not what I'm talking about, but L'chaira, this is what you end up when you learn the Gemara, correct? Now, so the Chiyuv Hallel on Leil is Kaddish Chag is Midibre Kabbalah. If he's assuming that, then we have nothing, because he's trying to use all this to prove that how, you know, this, if you look at it, looks very strange. What's he trying to do? Because if the Chiyuv Hallel Leil Pesach is only B'divrei Kabbalah, so it's not really a drosha, it's only an asmachta. Okay, so the chayra in the avo, in the halil, if it's actually true, the what does it mean avo? What does avo mean in general? Avo means that we're changing, correct? Avo means that it's contrary to the pasha to what we were before, correct? So that's what he's changing now. Avo, it's not an asmachta, but it's real drasha. And there are such things in Divrei Kabbalah, because the Ramban in Sherish Bay says, the fikol chivu misa apuri roish, Umono Isai Veilu Misa Minakosabi Cheskel Fera Lo Yishloku Vyain Lo Yishtu Kokain the Iskish Pure Roish the Suyain Mash Suyain Bemisa A Pure Roish Bemisa Hine.
What's the Divrei Kabbalah? What are you saying, Divrei Kabbalah?
What?
What is he saying, Divrei Kabbalah is talking about?
The Ramban.
Ramban.
So open the Ramban and look.
He's talking about I don't know the pasuk. I don't know the navi. I don't know. I'm just told nothing. Don't know anything. What it seems to me you're saying is talking about the Yeshua from Sancheiriv is the Rikabola.
Okay.
The Shira of Leil is Kaddish Chag. That's an Erikur Din. That's not.
So we need the whole drasha. We need the whole discussion. So what are you trying to do? See, back to where you started from. Why are you so excited about that?
I'm excited. I just reading it. That was
what. Yeah, but if that's what he's like saying. If that's what he's saying, so then so what do you end up with afterwards? And what's the heckish too? What exactly is happening? So what I thought, and that's what he ends up. In there, he says, "Hine heim loimdin isa peri midivrei kabbalah v'don boy hekesh kidin divrei Torah." Okay. So I'm not sure exactly b'chol what's going on over here. But maybe let me tell you one thing and then we'll move on and show you something else. But you see, the question is what Midas HaTeres said in Nach. May Midas HaTeres only said in Torah. And the emphasis Yishalmi and Megillah seems to go in that direction. Because Yishalmi and Megillah seems to clearly say what? That you are Zeisa Meres Shemegillah Nitni Dugdorish Kamita Shotera. Right? So maybe Bukhau, there's no such thing as a Drosha in Tanakh. And by definition, any drasha in Nach is an asmach de ba'alma. Certainly possible to accept such a thing. Right? No? I mean, but however,
well, drasha is something that's not halach. It's kind of halach. It's not anyways.
No, but if the content of the Nach is a content about a Messiah, or Lochomash Misinai, or some type of Messiah, okay, then you certainly look at it as Torah, maybe, and maybe make a drasha.
The drasha is Mikach the Messiah, not because of the drasha.
No.
It's part of the
But you see, if what it seems to be, that if the content, see, I would have said that even if there's drushes, okay, drushes are only in Torah Shebiksav, okay, but let's say you have a drusha about a content which happens to be the Raisa, okay, but it's not Torah Shebiksav. So I would say there's no Midas HaTeres, okay. But the Lashon Ramban over here is, Hinehem Lomdin Isa Pera Midibre Kabbalah V'don boy hekesh kidivrei Torah? What do you mean don boy hekesh kidivrei Torah? Don boy hekesh kidivrei Torah? And that's a raya that kills the Messiah of the Raisa.
Where is that Ramban you're going?
In Shur Sheni. Okay. You want me to try to find the feet inside? It's a Ramban Sherish. You want to go? I'll tell you exactly where it is. Okay, one second. Just regular lesson. So I'm Ramban Sherish. I've heard it many times. I'm sorry that I would have. Oh, here it is. Starts and pay dollars in the Ramban. Okay. You read, for example. Look and pay down. Hey, Mashkat Rabban, Horav, Dika Lishon, Shamash Sid Voisa in the Vim, Hoindim, Acha Moshe, who Kamoi came with Rabbonon, Lomad Oisa Meiruvim Vyadayim, Shetik and Shlomo, ונקראים ברבונן, וזהו אין לו חזיק. לפי ולפי דעתי, שגם זה אין על כמו שחושב. אבל מה שתיקן שלמה, או שתיקנו הנביאים, לא נכתב במיקרו, בנבואו, הוא בלי סופג מדבריהם, מכל המאל בידיים. וכן מייסויס של אמון ומויה, כמו שניהו מסכת ידיים, ועם מייסויס של חוץ לאורץ, במצרים, מייסי זקנים, ובובל מייסי נביאים, אוקיי? It's נביאים, but it's not a dreise. It wasn't called by Kisei HaKadosh. וכולם נקראו מדבריהם. That's no issue. וכן הנכתב במיקרו בדרך מעשה מן המעשה עשה מן סיפור. It's a story. כגוין מה שקיבלו עליהם מן המעשה. אפילו בפרס או אילון, בירד, כדכסיב, ורית הדובו, הילמו בני ישראל, מייס דוגן תירש ויצר, בכל תפויס הסוד, הלוי, או כמו שמפויש בגמון הדורים. זה כולם בדרבון, אוקיי? וכן בשבוס, אין שבוס, זה שבס, וימי עזרא, וימי ובית דינון, מהם כי אין שכוס ועצורים יושבו בו, מביאים דג, בכל מחר או מויכר בשבס לבני יהודה וירושלים. And it means the whole issue of Mekel Memka is a Shavuos Drabon telling you a story. Okay? And they violated it, I assume. Okay? Well, Kamo She'omu, Bimei Nechemi Bechakalia, Nishnis Mishnezu, Hitiru, Bechozev Hitiru, Begmor Shabbos. And Lechenera, he is referring to Nechemi Bechakalia, the Shavuos. Okay? Okay, there... כי כל זה חומרה וקבולה שקיבלו עליהם ועשו סיוג לתרא מלבד כמה תקונות שתיקן עזרא. Okay, those תקונות were not formulated in Kisei HaKadosh. This was, but it's תקונה, it's not a דראיסה, and no one would say in the right mind it's דראיסה. וכן וכן, הברוכס כולם, שתיקן הוא ובית דינוי, אנשני עשה גרל וכולם לרבון, אין בלי סופר, קורק? אוקיי? פילו איזה אביסינג לרבון, קורק? אוקיי, נקסט פייג', נאו גטו את זה. זה אימפורט רמבן. ואפילו תקנויסים של מויסן רבינו עולו השולם. עשו רבונים הם. כמו שאומרו מושי תיקין להם שיבה סימי אבישתה ושיבה סימי אבילס. ואין את הרבונים. כמו שאומר לוחו כדברי המקל בעובר. Very interesting. He's using that even though he's not convinced about it in Torah to Odom that often to be a makel bobel is a raiyah to rabbonim, but here he's doing it. Okay, that's not... And it could be the Ramban's opinion there, Taka's the Rabban is his way to accept the Goyim. I'm not getting involved in that, okay? V'chein omu Moshe tikin lam Yisrael shiur sholom v'doshin. Binyon ha-shol yoyim. Hilchot Pesach Pesach, v'ilchot ha-tzez ha-tzez, v'ilchot ha-tzez ha-tzez. Okay. Now, next, okay? I just want to tell you, I was making up a Boba Maisa. Avo ma shekosu v'nevua. B'derech ha-tzavoyos. G'goyin shemazhirin. על עשה, ומאסון על לא יססה דבר תרעו. Okay? He's saying if it's בלושן ציווי, or it's in like a ציווי, so then it's דראיסה. Okay? ועניין, ועניין הזה, לבני שהוזהרנו בתרעו, אלא מצוס מלאבת שאין נובי הוא השואל לחדש, דובה מעטו. יודענו כי הבו בנבואו דבר תרא הוא. אוקיי? או שהוא פירש לפוסק של תרא, או שהוא ביודם הלוך למושה מסיני. כמו שאומר גמור תיינס, who actually the Osi Cheskel man Amra El Gomo Gim Gamwinuho the Osi Cheskel Vasu Hakra. So Mitzivuyim in Nach can very well be, unless a Pirush in a Pasuk Shel Torah, it's Halacha Mosh Misinai, and Gomo Gomnuho the Ramban learns Halacha Mosh Misinai. Not getting involved in that issue. That's really relevant to me, okay? Ulefikoch. Now this part I read to you. Chivu misa al pui roish umono oisayim ve'ilu misa min akosu v'yecheskel ufora lo yishlachu v'yayim lo yishtu kliin kol kliin. Okay? It's a loshen sivui. Okay? And he says v'ishkis pui roish v'shesui yayim v'shesui yayim misa a pui roish v'misa. Okay? There's a hekesh, correct? Now, he makes a following comment. I'd just like to ask you to explain it to me. Okay? And this is the important part. Hine heim lomdim iso hapera midivrei kabolo vidonin boy hekesh kidivrei teira. Okay? Why is that a problem? To be done by Hekesh to Divrei Torah. Unless it is Divrei Torah, to get the question of Ramban, you really can't be Derish a Hekesh. Right? So the Chayla, he's learning that the Midas a Hekesh was only said, but that's a Chiddush. I always said Midas a Hekesh was only said in Torah Shemiksav. But he's saying, if it's even Nach, but the content is a Messiah, because the Ramban sheet in general, that Torah Shavikstav and Torah Shavikpeh is all called Torah, and there's no difference, the same Moshe, all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all Torah. But you seem to be, what he's saying over here, that since the content of the Pasuk is the Tzivui, which must be Halacha Moshe Misinai, then you could be use it in the Midas HaHekesh. Okay? L'chayu, that's the... Even though, you know, if you wouldn't be sent L'chayu, that's the worst thing they're saying. Why is this a proof? What is the problem? Okay? So I thought maybe that the Ramban is taking the Gemara Megillah seriously. That it's only... It's a Chiddush in Megillah Kamitosh of the Emes Kona Darkoi, the Yerushalmi in the first paragraph of Megillah. That only Teira... You can have Midas HaTeira. Shows a Midas HaTeira Nidreshes Bohen. So I would say it's only Teira. It's either give or take. So the Ramban seems to say that Midas HaTeira also can be used if the content is Teira. Okay. So then I said to myself, the Ramban is going out of his way over here to say this is real Hekesh because he's trying to say that the content is Torah, and it's not an asmachta. So then he's ready to accept, and explain how he's doing this, that the halil of Lil Pesach is a deraisa. Okay? Truth is, I was banging my head, like, what does the Ramban want over here? Why does he start with Dorshu? And what's Divrei Kabbalah? And then what's the Ava? What's the change? Okay? But this Ramban, together with all, maybe we can make some sense of it. Okay.
So what's the Avol then?
The Avol, even though it's Midivrei Kabbalah, and there shouldn't be, not to be clear, and there shouldn't be Midas HaHekesh, and there shouldn't be Ruh,
okay.
But since it comes under the issues of Tzivui, which is to see how it does, you can approach it like Divrei Torah, it's a real Hekesh. And that's what Ramban seems to be saying, that it's a real Hekesh. And the fact that it's a real Hekesh, and approach it like Divrei Torah, L'chayu means, it's a deraisa, and then he has his proof. Okay, we're okay. I'm not asked to be a yes man, okay? But the question you asked before is not clear. It's a question, okay? Is that fair to say?
Okay, I have to read a few times.
Okay, I know that. I can't do that during a shiur, but you're going to have to do that. But this is this Ramban, is a central Ramban, how to look at Tanakh's role in the Messiah. Okay? And I'm just using this Ramban as my springboard to interpret this Ramban. Okay? Okay. Now I'm just going, I'm getting, okay? Next step? Is that fair? Okay. Okay, now. Even though it is in the Chidushei Ritva, seems to say this Hekesh and Gemara Tainis on your Zion Rebbeis, which Rabban is talking about, is not a clear Hekesh, not a true Hekesh, okay? But I get the impression, this Ramban, that this Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph of Megillah Aloch Aleph, Zeis Emeres, Shemegillus Esther, Nitno Lidoresh, Zeis Emeres, Ganze Chiddush, Rabbi Chelbo, Rabbi Yeser, Beshem Rabbi Loza, Nemo Kan, Divri Sholem Ve'emes, Ve'nemo Lahalon, Emes Konadalkoi, Ve'al Timko, Harihi Kamito Sholteiro, Ma Zu Nitno Lidoresh, Absolutely, Dorish. Okay. I can't tell you anything. I don't know anything. Okay, but I'm telling you that you get the impression that only Taylor is Nitnali Dorish, and the Ramban is saying that a Mesera, which is capitalized in a Mesera, which is a Teresh Lapeh, which is capitalized. In a Pasuk in Novi, also the same thing, which I could have said, you know, that's a wild jump, okay? But he's doing that. So once he's doing that, then we begin to understand why he starts off his argument with the word Dorshu, and then he apologized, even though it's a different Kabbalah, and then he makes Avol and about face, try to say maybe it's a Deraisa. So then the whole thing begins to have some type of form, okay? Is that the okay? No, I'm not trying to sell you anything, okay? But I am trying to tell you these lines are very difficult, and you have to be what I'm really interested, okay? I think this may be pshat, I can't tell you 100%, okay? But I'm really interested, it's just, you know, you have to be centered to words. The Ramban is like, you know, is turning around a few times, and you don't even notice it if you read it very fast. Okay? See, if you would open up the Gemara in Eilchin, look at this Gemara in Eilchin, Bashia Zelachem Kalis Chadash Chag, you would talk about Dorshu, not Dorshu, I don't know if you would, okay? But even if you do, okay, you know, to say Dibbe Kabbalah and Afopi and Avol, you know, it's all very strange, okay? And that's what I'm trying to point out to you. You see, what Torah is about in learning, what I think it is about interpreting words. Because if you're interpreting words, at least you interpret the Rishonim, not interpreting, you know, what I may think. You know, I don't say it. Next. But the problem is, we don't know what's going on. Because the Pasuk Yecheskel is the Choloshen Hashora, okay? Al Tishtu. So once Choloshen Hashora, so you know by definition that since it's Tzivui, it must be the Raisa, okay? Because that's what all Novi is about. You can't have a Novi unless Eila Mitzchei Novi Shor LeChadash Voidovo. But here's the Chasipur. So even after the whole thing, the Torah, you know, you're back to where you started from. What did the Ramban gain from all this? Correct? Okay. Okay, so then I'm just looking at a lashon, okay? Now he says Avuyoima Hanovi Chi Yoshiru Lakel Hamoshia Oisom Miyad Chanchev. See, he says Ashia Zelochem Kalilis Chadish Chag. He learns that really is a tzivut. She Yoshiro, isn't that what he's saying? She Yoshiro, Lekela Moshiro Isom, miyatzad cheret. Right? But this sivu is only the shah, correct? It's not the shnur all the time. There's no light. Kimo, the tzivui, in other words, in the tzivui of Yeshiva Mulel is Kaddish Chag. So there's also a tzivui, and the Novi is telling us about a tzivui. Okay? And then you have it. But the truth is, okay, a priori is absolutely nuts, because you can't have your cake and eat it, okay? And I'll tell you why. In other words, if you know that the pasuk says that the tzivui, then you can make a hekesh. But l'chay, you can't make a hekesh to make it into a tzivui, okay? You can't postulate what you have. You know, there's something missing over here, correct? There is a Yerushalmi. See, that's, I don't get that last step. Okay? How does he do that? You can only use the Midas HaHekesh if you have the Tzivut. And then you know that it's Teira. But you can't use the Midas HaHekesh to make it into a Tzivut. That's what the Achrinim say without going to this whole Cheshvan. Maybe Stam was Takona. How do you know that in Leil Pesach there's Taka Tzivut? Okay? The truth is, Yerushalmi in Pesachim, in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, Omer B'Yechanan, B'Shem Reb Shimon, Ben Yod Tzodok, K'siv, Hashiya Lochem, Kleilis Kaddish Chag. Bol Leil Pesach, Lelamed Amapoloso Shel Sancheriv, V'Nimso Lomad, Mimeno. Mazeton halil, af zeton halil. Okay. That's all very nice. That Yerushalmi is talking about a hekesh, but we don't know that it's real. In other words, how do you postulate the hekesh is real and use it as a deraisa? Logically, in everything I told you in the Ramban, that's my problem. Until this point, every step I think is okay. Okay, but the last step, I don't know, it falls in the last step. You can look at a pasuk and say that this pasuk is a tzivui, and mimela we know that it's a deraisa because of the whole context of what Novi is all about, that I can imagine. And then you say, oh, that since the content of Teira, so you can have a hekesh. And that's what we know from the Gemara in Tainis. That's the Ramban, correct? But l'chor, you can't use a hekesh to say that there's a tzivui to say halal leil pesach, which is a novi, okay? Only after you know there's a tzivui, you can make the hekesh. And I don't know how he does the last step, but he goes out shiyoshiru, l'chor, he's trying to say the tzivui. And that's what he's trying to do. I just don't know logically how you can do it. Because you can't postulate your proof and then use it to prove it. That's my problem. Is that a fair question? Okay. But say that, but you know, you can break me wherever you want at any point, but I think the argument is a very interesting argument. Okay? I can tell you, okay, that logically, as far as I see, there are two approaches, okay? You can say, this Ramban, you know, is completely incredulous, because he starts out with a drasha, and he says Divrei Kabbalah, and then he goes in Avo, and he starts explaining something that she was like, and each word doesn't make any sense, okay? What I tried to do is put in context of the Ramban in the second Shurish. And I think it's a nice idea, okay? And I think it might hold water, maybe Pshat Ramban, okay? But the last step, it falls apart. Because you can only use the hekesh only if you know there's an Azhara, and that's what he's going on in the Pasuk Yecheskel. Here, you're trying to postulate the Azhara or the Tzivui through the Hekesh, l'chor you can't do such a thing. Okay? Okay. And even more than that, okay? Because even if you'd accept that point, there's another problem. Okay? The hefesh is the chayra between two dinei teira, okay? Can I have a hekesh if one of them is dinei teira and the novi compares the two? Hashia zeh lachem kulelis chadish chag. Okay? Okay? That's bozeh v'lomen azeh. Certainly, the halel of Leil Pesach, the halel of Sancheriv, is certainly the rabbonim. No one's going to say that this sivui in Novi becomes a deraisa, correct? Because it's only Rishah. The problem is only Pesach. So how do you use this? What do you makish? The chayik only makish, if you have a hekish in Divrei Torah, you can only makish two Divrei Torah. But Sancheriv is only the rabbonim. And how do you do that to make the deraisa of Pesach? I just don't know how he does it. Those two things bother me. I don't see, it just falls apart. I don't see what he's trying to do. Okay?
The reason is the fact that it's Shlushah precludes from being a derisa is because of this business of you have to have Lidoros things.
If it's Lidoros and it's a Novi, the Novi by saying it's Sivu Lidoros is violating, becomes a Novi Hashekah by definition. So the Ramban says, in order to protect the Novi, since he was canonized as part of Kitzvah HaKodesh, okay, the only way we can protect him is saying it's a Dereis with a Mesela. And that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. So that's okay. But you can only do that either if it's a Sibu with Dereis, but you can't make a Hekish to Pasha like this. If the whole Hekish is only based on the fact that this exists. Okay? And L'chur, you can't make a Hekish to a Sibu with a Shah. Which is certainly not Taylor. And I would say everything's an Asmachta. And that's where I'm confused. Is that fair? Okay? You know, I'm sorry. I was brought up, okay, that if it's a good kasha, you know, a good kasha doesn't warrant a weak answer. And I think what I assumed what the Rav meant is that if you leave it with Kasha, you may get the answer one day. But if you have this pseudo answer, which just is, really, really nothing, you're gonna end up with it. You don't even know you had the Kasha. Okay? Beseda, Hatzlacha Rabbah.